Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, May 15th. A lot to talk about today, and Danny's here.
Yeah, obviously. Yes,
to talk to me. I need someone to talk to in the morning, you know? So I thank you for being there every morning.
You are welcome. It's my pleasure.
So how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. My birthday is in 3 days.
It is, right?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah, everybody, mark your calendars. It's a birthday for Danny this week.
Yep.
And what is that, on Friday or something? Oh, okay. Sounds good. Any plans?
No.
No.
I'm going to be filming. I officially got cast.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yay. First gig.
Finally.
Doesn't pay a lot, but still, foot in the door, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So what is it? What did you get cast for?
I can't. I actually can't.
Okay.
At least not till I'm done filming, so that way they can't, like, tell me I can't be on the show.
Right, right.
But it's, like, nothing.
Don't say anything then.
Okay. It's a fun little reality show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Can you tell how long it's going to be?
I don't know how long the episode. I think it'll be, like, 10 episodes, but it's only filming for 1, 2, 3, 4 days.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm
going to
be doing
on
my birthday.
I'm excited for you. Well, it's a good thing.
I know. I'd rather be doing that than hanging out with people I don't really give a fuck about.
You're right.
I'd rather be on set kissing producers' asses, to be honest. So.
Right.
So that's what I'll be doing. So, yay.
Good. Do you know how many people will be with you? Can you tell?
Not a clue.
No?
We're kind of in the dark, too.
Yeah.
I know what, like, days I'm filming. I kind of know the gist, but I actually don't really understand what the show is about.
Oh, wow.
Like, when they explained it to me, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
I just don't
get
it.
Well, maybe you should know before you film it, you know?
Nope. I'm so desperate at this point. I'm going to do anything. So.
No, you do anything, but are you going to find yourself lost in the middle of this?
No, they'll explain everything, but I think the reason why they're being so discreet right now is they don't want, because they have problems with reality shows with people, like, leaking early, right. So they're, like, not telling us anything.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I don't know how many people I'm filming with. I actually don't really get the premise of the show. I just know it's, like, a fun little, like, 4-day shoot.
Okay, cool.
So we'll see.
Well, you'll have fun no matter what.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So
good for you. Well, you see, if you want to, you can do it. That's your niche, reality shows.
Yes.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, I love me some reality TV, that's for sure.
Let me be me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll act if I have to, but I'd rather just be me on camera. But
yeah, it's easier, right?
Yeah, it's so much easier. It's like just a job to be yourself, to be an asshole.
But taking the easier road is not always the best.
Exactly, because reality TV is kind of like a frowned upon in the industry for some reason. I don't know why, but
because it's not really scripted, and they say it really alienates writers, and because it's like,
oh, I never thought about it that way, but that's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, some reality shows like the Kardashians, they need writers. All that's fake.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. But what I'm saying is that's why they look. They see no, like, artistic value.
Yeah,
in
pretty much. Pretty much. None.
You watch just people doing their thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, we don't get to do our thing in the building today. Did you hear there's no bathrooms?
Yeah. They're sending everybody home.
Really?
Yeah, like all these offices and places are clearing out. Everyone's leaving for the day.
Wow, except us, man. We have to be here for shows, you know? Radio never stops. But
I feel bad for the shows that are like over an hour, because then what are they going to do?
Yeah, actually today there's only 1 hour show. So
oh, okay. That's not bad.
No, actually not. Actually not. There's a couple hour show. But
oh, really?
We'll see. I mean, what can you do? You know, I snuck into the men's room, and you can use the urinal because there's no, like,
yeah,
water.
Right.
So if you need to go, you can just go standing up. I'll guard the door.
Ew.
For you.
Oh, my God. No, and our piss isn't like guys. It, like, doesn't go in one solid direction.
I know, but you just kind of lean in. You'll be able to.
Ew. I'd rather piss my pants, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, and go home.
Wow.
Although women bathrooms are probably more disgusting than men's.
I don't know. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but if I've seen a couple women's rooms in my life where I'm like, wow, ladies.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know. It's hard to believe, right? Sometimes it's hard to even believe women actually take a shit. But
there's a sign. Oh, yeah. I always, like, I just posted a video on Instagram the other day because I haven't been able to poop again for, like, a week.
A week?
Yeah, it's been, like, a long time.
But why do you let it go so long?
I've been taking laxatives. It's still, nothing's coming out.
Okay, but you got to go to a doctor because it's if it hardens, that you'll have to go to the hospital.
Oh, well, when the time comes. I don't like doctors touching my butthole.
They wouldn't touch you.
I'm like a hypochondriac and I go to the doctors for everything, but I don't like when doctors are anywhere near my ass.
Butthole. Why would they?
Because you have to get like probably a colonoscopy, right?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, like
I've been. I don't think they have time for one.
I don't know. It's like anytime I eat red meat, I feel like I can't poop.
Yeah.
That's
no,
weird.
No, they give you some shit, some really important, some powerful stuff to shit.
Right.
Probably,
I took a laxative last night before I went to bed. Nothing. Yeah,
no, they give you the shit they give you before you get a colonoscopy. They don't do colonoscopies when your stomach is full. They're going to get shit all over the place. That's why before it, you can't eat for 24 hours. They give you this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
This liquid.
That's right.
It's like shit that do is you have diarrhea.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. But no, I think they would just give you, maybe they take like an x-ray or something. But I think they just give you something. There's no like, I don't think they do surgery for it if you don't shit for a few days, you know. There's ways to soften it.
Yeah.
But have you been eating badly or?
No, I
maybe
mean.
Maybe stress or something?
Maybe because I get stressed out before when I do casting, so I always want to get the call. So maybe that's it. But I haven't been like too stressed about this one because it's like the furthest I've been.
Right.
So I don't think it's that. But I was wondering if it's maybe because I haven't really eaten steak that much.
Uh-huh.
But I had steak this weekend. So I'm wondering if it's a steak. But I've been backed up before that too.
Yeah, no. It's not. It can't be a steak.
Because I think sometimes they tell you to eat steak when you're backed up, right? Because it's quote unquote fiber and fiber is supposed to make you fiber actually makes you backed up.
I don't know.
Maybe I should just eat granola because every time I eat granola, whoo.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's okay. Weird. Oatmeal or granola. See,
yeah, then do it.
Yeah, I'll probably do that today.
Yeah.
But besides the point, I was going to say something before we started talking about this nonsense and I can't remember. I lost.
About the bathroom or something?
Oh, yeah. In the woman's bathroom here, There's a sign on the door that says, sprinkles are for cupcakes, not the toilet, because everyone is always pissing on the toilet seat here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like in the bathroom the other day and someone was like trying to go in the stall next to me and they're like, what the fuck? Like talking shit. Somebody pissed all over the seat.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wasn't me. I'm in this stall right here. Don't blame me on that.
Yeah. I know. In ours, it says, please lift the lid before urination. You know,
I mean, as you would think that they would just be up all day anyway. Oh, unless you're taking a dump.
Yeah,
I forgot
exactly.
That guys take shits too.
Yeah, exactly. Which is disgusting to do in a public bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Go and take a shit before you leave the house, folks. That's what I do.
I hate pooping in public. I feel like everyone hates pooping in public, but then there's some people that like will only poop in public.
Yeah, and they stay there.
Yeah.
You know? They take their time.
Like every single day, they're like, all right, around 9:15, I'm going to head to the bathroom. My dad said he used to work with someone like that.
Yeah, because I think they take a break that way.
Yeah.
They get to take a break.
Yeah.
Why would they waste their time at home when they can do it at work?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Right?
If you're taking a break at work, wouldn't you want to get some fresh air or some shit? I'm so baffled by that.
No, but this is like an extra break. You know?
Because your boss can't say anything to you if...
Exactly, if you got to take a shit.
Did you hear that story about the ex-Chipotle worker that just settled for $8 million?
No.
Yeah.
For what?
So she opened a workers' compensation suit. Not for even that much money, but she got carpal tunnel. And she needed, obviously, her bills to pay to fix... My mom's gotten carpal tunnel twice, and the surgery is expensive, you know? So they fired her. They said that in her cash register on a night that she closed, it was $600 short.
Uh-huh.
And they caught her on tape taking the money. So she asked for the tape, but they said the tape got destroyed.
Really?
Yeah. So she got a lawyer, and the lawyer argued that they fired her because they didn't want to pay her workers' comp claim.
Right.
She won.
Really?
$8 million. She settled for $6 million in emotional distress and almost $1.9 million in... what's it called?
Well, that's ridiculous.
In missed wages.
Yeah.
So they would have paid like maybe 25,000 medical bills. Now they're paying millions.
Right. And this was, And this was more punishment than anything else, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like she deserves that kind of money for something like this.
No, but it's like a national brand, so you shouldn't have managers being like that and you're national, like in such a well-known...
Right, but they probably get orders to do that, you know?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, now the CEO. And Chipotle, I feel like, has gone downhill ever since they had that, like...
Sick,
everyone was getting sick. I haven't eaten Chipotle since that outbreak came out.
I never liked Chipotle anyway, so I don't eat there.
Because I don't know, it just says Mexican grill, but it doesn't taste like Mexican food.
Yeah.
Like at all. I used to be obsessed with Chipotle, though.
Really?
Yeah, after I got my ass beat on national TV, Gabby, like, she knew I was about to start crying. So, and we just got back from Chipotle. Our food was downstairs. Right. And Gabby goes, "Are we done yet?" And I go, she goes, "Because I'm hungry." And I said, so I go, "Yeah, because I'm hungry." And she goes, "We have Chipotle. I need to go eat it."
Really?
Yeah. And everyone used to joke around about how we should be like sponsored by them. But then they went completely downhill. I'm surprised they're still open, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because like nobody I know eats
Nobody goes there anymore?
Yeah. Wow. No. I mean, but they always seem to have a line. But I feel like they still, not that many people go.
Yeah.
But same with Applebee's. I don't know how Applebee's is still open.
Why? What's wrong with Applebee's?
Ew, Applebee's is disgusting, Sam.
I like it.
Really?
I haven't eaten there in a long time, but I thought they have great food.
Oh, no.
Why?
I think it's like literally the most generic bootleg version of Fridays, but I feel like it's like the same owners. You know what I mean? Like it's almost like the same exact menu. It's just Fridays versus Applebee's.
Yeah.
And I don't like Fridays anymore because there was hair in my food. So bye.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's disgusting.
Saddle Ranch Fridays. Once there's hair in my food, I'll never eat at a restaurant ever again.
Yeah.
Earth Cafe.
I'm like, I don't care, man. I'll remove the fucking thing and eat it.
Ew!
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if that person had lice? What if they didn't wash their hair that day?
Yeah, it depends. What if it's your hair? Sometime?
No, I mean, am I blonde?
No.
Exactly. So it ain't my fucking hair.
Okay. This is funny. You should bring this up. Am I blonde, right? Check this out. Legoland is now getting criticism for the Lego Meghan Markle, her skin color.
Why is she too light?
They made her skin color the same as the prince. And people are saying she's darker complexion.
She is. She's like my color.
No, not at all. Look, I'm looking at a picture.
No, I mean in real life, she's like my...
No, not the Lego. I'm looking at a picture of them. I don't see it being that dark.
Yeah, but she's darker than him, Sam.
Well, okay, so how many shades do they have to do?
Probably two. She's at least two shades darker than him.
No, but they're...
He's a redhead white boy.
But we have basic colors here, you know?
Yeah, but they have basic brown.
To start looking at Lego as something racist is unfucking believable.
No,
you know?
I mean, I feel people on that.
I don't know, man.
She's not blonde, though, right? She has brunette hair, correct?
Yeah, she has black hair.
Okay.
And he's got the red hair and everything. But I think it's ridiculous to start arguing about shit like that. And they're saying that her mother was made black.
Yeah, her mom is black and she's got like cornrows.
Right.
And her dad's white.
Okay, so, but Megan, would you agree that Megan is lighter than her mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So they can't be the same color.
Yeah, her and her mom can't be the same color, but there could be an in-between, like just a smidge darker.
Okay, so Lego says, look, we have a limited number of colors and... you know, hold on, let's see what they said. Our small Legoland figures are not detailed representations of any of the characters and are all built using a limited range of primary brick colors. So TMZ said it found it funny, and but, you know, the thing is, even they're saying it's not the end of the world, which is exactly that. Why are we looking for shit in Lego?
I mean, that's not an argument I would ever have, but I also just don't care about that relationship as much as everyone else does.
Right. I mean, it's all over the place, huh?
Mm.
I mean, people...
But I think people are freaking out about it because it's a prince and she's part black. So you would never think that someone in royalty would be like...
But I don't see anybody freaking out over it.
When it first happened, people were freaking out. Like, there was articles that were like, Meghan Markle gives hope to black women across America. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Oh, man.
He's hot, though, and his accent makes him hotter. His brother, on the other hand, woo, he got hit with the ugly stick.
Yeah.
Not attractive at all.
Looks like his father more.
I don't know what his fucking father looks like. His father's not good looking, obviously.
No, his father's not. Prince Charles, you don't know what he looks like.
No, but I had no idea that those were Princess Diana's kids.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she had kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Or that she was married. Well, if you don't know Prince Charles, then you've never seen them together, probably.
No, but she was cheating on him, right? That was a whole scandal when she died. She was in the back seat with her lover.
Right.
And they both died. Ain't nobody hyping up the lover, though.
No.
Such a terrible story.
Yeah.
I wonder if they hate their dad, low-key, because he definitely set that up.
You think so?
Yeah, conspiracy theorist all the way.
Yeah, well, I think by now they would have found out if that was the case.
No. Royal secrets, so. Loyal.
You don't do shit like this publicly. You can,
yeah, but do you imagine families like that and how much power they have? They could probably get rid of any story they wanted to.
That's true, but what I'm saying, it would leave trails, you know, and eventually people would find out.
Yeah, but I'm sure people have found out, but they've probably been shut up, too.
I don't know. There hasn't been any. I mean, there were trials and everything, and you know.
For the paparazzi?
Yeah.
The driver survived, though, didn't he?
No. The driver survived? No.
Oh, so everyone in the limo died?
Everyone. Yeah.
I mean, at that point, it's kind of on her, though, because, like, if you know you're getting followed, just keep driving. You don't need to do 150 down a tunnel.
Well, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we digress. The point is that. You're right. He is handsome.
Mm-hmm.
She is beautiful.
Yeah, people she's very
like,
pretty.
People like this stuff. Let them, you know? I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know if I would marry a prince. I don't know if I could do that life.
Yeah.
Like all the rules. When is she ever going to be able to come back to the U.S.? Like only once in a while?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like yeah,
But she chose this kind of life.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I just don't know if I could personally do it. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends how much you love someone, but that's got to be a lot of pressure.
Right.
Especially since you're already like half black.
Yeah.
And the family's already kind of probably looking at you sideways. So it's like, okay, now the pressure's even more intense. But that I get kind of turning on with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you looking at me sideways? Okay, I'm going to prove you wrong. But still, for the rest of my life, I'd be like, oh, I'm getting tired now.
I don't know, but how did they meet, do you know?
At a blind date.
A blind date?
A blind date.
Wow, who set it up?
I can't remember, but there's a movie coming out about it on Lifetime. And the actress they have playing her looks like her fucking twin.
Yeah.
It looks like she flew out.
I know, I saw a picture.
I was like, whoa, that chick looks just like her. It's uncanny, really? Yeah. The guy playing Prince Harry obviously doesn't really look like him, but close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
So they're making a movie about that, how they met.
Mm-hmm, but the how they met was in the trailer, and they met on a blind date. And she was saying how she wasn't going to show up.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's just
she
all.
She knew it was going to be the prince?
No. She had no clue. I don't even think she knew it was the prince on their date.
Yeah.
She probably just thought it was a guy with an accent.
Come on. She knew who he was.
No. I mean, if I ever met him in
but you're one of very few people.
I know, because I'm in my head so far up my ass. I know. Sometimes I wonder how many people I've actually met that are important. I just have no idea that they're important.
Yeah, right?
Because I have no clue. I'm so bad with that type of stuff.
Wow.
But maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. I'll watch the movie when it comes out and I'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. The wedding when? This month?
This week.
This week?
This weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't read the article.
On my birthday weekend, she's stealing all the shine. Yeah. Nobody's going to care that it's my birthday. They're only going to care about your wedding, bitch.
Yeah, they're not writing about you on CNN.
No.
On the other hand, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's royal wedding, everything you need to know.
Yeah.
That's what they have.
Well, she has, like, family in town. Like, some of her family flew into town, but they can't even go to the wedding. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why can't they go? She didn't invite them?
No, she can't. That's what I'm saying. That's a tough life to live. But
wait a minute. I thought her husband, her father, because they were estranged or something.
No. Her father's not going. Coming. His father?
Yeah, he's not going.
Because he had a heart attack.
Is that why?
Yeah, he's in the hospital.
Because they were estranged?
No, they're like wicked close. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm, he had a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I don't know if they're wicked close, but I mean, he was definitely invited.
Yeah. So
I don't know who's going to walk her down the aisle then.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. I saw that question here, but I didn't really care to see.
Her mom probably.
The answer would be. Huh.
Her and her mom are super close. So probably her mom.
Yeah. Why not? Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a big deal. She's going to be pregnant within 3 months. You want to make a bet?
Yeah, right.
Because they've been waiting for the wedding, and now she's going to bust out the kids soon after.
Yeah.
Because Kate already has, like, what, 3 or 4?
Yeah, you're yeah. right. Three, right? Mm-hmm. At least three.
Yeah, and she's probably already working on the fourth. It's like, right. how many fucking kids do you possibly
They're
want?
They're kid machines, those women, you know?
That's another thing that you sign up for.
They're marrying to the thing, yeah. They're marrying to the royalty. You got to make sure they can have kids in the yeah. first place.
Well, they have so much money, so I guess it doesn't matter how many kids they have. I wonder what type of life those kids have. They can't, like, go to parties or anything, right?
They have their own circle, you know?
Oh, God. Can you imagine how fucked up that circle is, though?
But they have an extended family. Why? They just live, yeah, they live differently. I don't know if they're fucked up.
Anyone in that type of lifestyle is fucked up. Think about it. Like, if you don't have, like, it's like kind of being like a celebrity. Yeah. If you don't have, like, any type of normalcy, like, right. anything, like, that, like, normal people go through, you're not going to live a normal life.
Well,
at
yeah,
some point,
no,
you're going to rebel.
Normal life, but you could be happy, I think.
Yeah, no, I feel like you'd definitely be happy, but it's not going to be normal. Like, your friends aren't going to be... Like,
but yeah, maybe some like people don't friends. Want a normal fucking life. No. Don't want to have to be able to go to 7-Eleven, you know,
and pick up a Slurpee.
Yeah. They don't need that. They have other people do.
Yeah, they literally do. Can you pick up my groceries today and just make a list? Oh no, they probably don't even go grocery shopping because they probably have cooks.
Yeah, they don't go.
That's
grocery
crazy.
Grocery shopping, they have help with everything.
Right, cleaning, cooking, laundry. They yeah. probably have so many people working in the palace itself.
And it's funny that they still have this, you know, I mean...
I know, it's weird, right?
Yeah, they really have not much power at all, like the monarchy used to.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because back in the day, it was like a huge deal.
Right, and today they're just like a symbolic thing.
I feel like we only hear about the princes and stuff, like when they're about to get married to have a baby. Other than that, like we don't ever fucking hear about them.
Well, but stuff happens all the time there. One gets married, one has kids, one yeah. grows up.
So like so they're from England, correct?
Right.
So if something happens in England, do they not have a president? Are they like the president?
No, they have a prime minister. They have nothing to do with the government, really.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
So what is
they're
their point,
like
then?
A ceremonial... position or yeah,
and it always stays in the same family, right? Unless you right. don't have any sons.
Right I mean, look, the King Elizabeth has been on since fucking who knows how many
I know years, I was just about to say
70
that
70 years or something.
Is Princess
more?
Diana's ex still king or is he dead?
Her ex
Charles.
No, he's a prince.
Oh, he's a prince.
Yeah, he's the kid's father.
Oh, so he's not a king. Who's the king then?
There's no king. There's just because
I thought there was a king and queen and then a princess and a prince.
No, it went from a king to a queen.
Yeah.
Because she was family, so she got to be the head of state, the head of the royalty, let's
say.
Right,
right.
But, no, she's married to Prince Philip, who is he's her husband, but he's not a king because he was not part of the family. He married into the family.
Oh.
So he can't be king.
So there is no king.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah. So we'll see, you know, but Charles is still waiting.
So when I know, right?
And his mom doesn't want to die, man.
So that's how it works. Someone has to croak, basically.
Yeah.
So when he croaks, it's going to be, is it the eldest or he picks which son he wants?
No, it's got an order to it.
No, I don't think so. I think it's favoritism, isn't it? That's why so many people have, like, back in the day and, like, all the movies and stuff. Like,
no, they'll say he's first to the crown, second to the crown. It's in birth order.
Well, that's bullshit, because what if your older brother is older than you by a year, and then he's king, and then he, like...
Yeah, that's the way it works.
So then your son would probably be king, not you, then. Whatever, it is what it is, I guess.
That's what they're saying. Charles probably won't get a chance to before he dies.
No, definitely not.
So it'll be William, you know, after him.
William's hair bothers me. It's like he's balding, but he won't let it go.
Well, what are you going to do? You want a bald prince?
Yeah, I mean, who cares?
No, but I mean, he's...
His wife probably doesn't care.
Not that I really care if it's a bald prince, to be honest with you. I couldn't care less, but there's nothing wrong with it, you know? But some people don't like it. I don't know what I would have done if I were bald. I would fucking jump off a bridge or something. I would.
I mean, I feel like that's definitely an ego.
Well,
thing.
I don't know if it's an ego.
No, no, like, not for you. I feel like everyone feels how you feel. Like, I don't think there's many guys that are like, I want to be bald.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like every guy wants a nice hair.
Right. You know, and just like every woman does, because it's a normal thing. You
right.
know, if you start losing your hair, it's not a happy thing.
No,
you know?
It's definitely not.
Yeah. So I'm happy. I mean, I'd rather be gray than lose my hair and stuff, you know.
same. But,
yeah.
I'd rather have all. I want. I hope when I get older, I get all white hair.
But really?
I hope I so I can like get a bob cut and it's just like a sexy ass white bob.
Yeah.
You know. I think it'll look cute.
I can't see you like that.
Yeah. I mean, gray hair is just not as good looking as white hair.
Oh, white hair you think is nice?
I think white hair on women looks really good.
Oh. Yeah, I guess in some
unless you have like a silvery gray and you can like style it well. But like that gray where you're still like leaving some of the rest of your color in, I'm like, no, woman.
Yeah.
Go to the salon. Have your stylist fix this for you, please. Thanks.
But most women do color their hair, though.
Yeah. When they get to a certain age. My mom does it like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She would stay in the salon.
Yeah, it's, you know, nobody wants to see themselves with white hair.
I'm always checking for my first gray.
Yeah?
I haven't gotten one yet, knock on wood.
Uh-huh.
Not yet.
I get gray early on, you know, in my life. So I think it's hereditary or something.
Yeah, I think it's, I think gray, I think the salt and pepper look looks good on guys.
Yeah.
Like when I get married, I hope my husband ends up with the salt and pepper look.
Yeah.
Like the black and gray.
Well, eventually, yeah. But to me, it makes me feel old.
Hmm.
Yeah. Look. Yeah, fuck, 58 is 58.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's really not that old if you think about it in the grand scheme of things.
It is. It is fucking old, man.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's really not. I feel like when you get to 70, then you're like, wow, man, you're fucking 70.
Yeah.
60, I'm like, 60 is like the new 30 now.
Don't even want to think about my 70s shit.
Fuck. It's hard to think of anything besides right now.
Right.
Because life is just way too unpredictable to even be like, well, when I'm 70.
Right.
You know?
You don't know what the fuck's going to happen, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm still reading, like, books on the future and stuff. And I don't know. I mean, the guy's not trying to scare anybody, but it looks pretty fucking grim with these...
Okay, yeah, don't tell me.
With this artificial intelligence and robots and...
No, I'm down for that. Let's fucking bring it on. Let's bring
algorithms.
It on.
Algorithms. Really?
Yeah, I'm fucking
because
ready.
If machines take over, man, if artificial intelligence becomes smarter than we are, they'll decimate us.
Yeah, that's true. Because have you ever seen iRobot? Those robots turn on the humans real quick.
In many, many movies, they've done this, you know? Yeah.
But if they don't get too smart and they're just smart enough, it could be really,
but
really
how,
cool.
How can you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Because they only get smarter if you're feeding them information. So at
no,
some point...
No, but artificial intelligence is totally different. They start learning by themselves.
Robots? Really?
Yeah, like
Sam?
Algorithms. They don't have to look like a robot. It's a computer program, like software. I mean, look how they're recognizing faces and pictures and shit like that.
Like your new the new iPhone, it does face recognition.
Not only
it.
That, but Facebook, like I was going to bring up an article that Facebook has taken down 21 million pieces of adult nudity in 3 months. 21 million.
That's how much nudity was on Facebook?
Yeah, or that the people try to put on there.
That's wild.
Yeah, but they get them pretty fast.
Facebook is, I stopped using Facebook because they let way too much shit on there. They're like, there's videos of people getting shot, getting run over, like really graphic, disturbing videos. And every time I used to log on to Facebook, it was like the first, like if I was scrolling down my timeline, it was just something disturbing.
Yeah.
So I just stopped using it. I literally only keep it because you need it to download apps.
Oh.
It's like, can we use your Facebook to log in? I'm like, yeah, fucking use Facebook for something.
So you don't talk to people? Nope. You don't carry conversations?
Nope. I never even check my messages. If someone were to write me, it would take me like 5 years to respond to them.
Wow.
Yeah. Either have my number or find me on some other social media.
Yeah. So Facebook is not your favorite?
No.
No.
I think Instagram is probably my favorite.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Instagram or Twitter, because Twitter you can just like, because they up the character count now, so you can literally be talking for a long period of time.
Yeah.
I think it's like 260 now, so it's double.
We're on Twitter?
Yeah, because it used to be 140. I'm like, what? You can't say shit in 140.
Yeah. So they doubled it, 280.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now Trump's tweets are even longer. Yeah,
even longer. I used to follow him, but I think he blocked me, to be honest. I used to talk shit to him every day on Twitter.
Really?
I was like, fuck you.
Wow.
Fuck you, president.
Fucking shit.
And I haven't seen any tweets from him in a while, so maybe he blocked me. Let's actually look. Now I'm curious. I wonder if he did block me.
Yeah,
he
right.
seems like the guy that has so much time in his hands, he's literally blocking everyone that hates
him.
Yeah,
but there's millions that hate him. What are you going to do?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think he's...
Oh, no, I unfollowed him.
Oh, you unfollowed him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm starting to think he's doing things a lot better than people expected. He's keeping his promises. Those who voted for him are seeing a politician that actually keeps his word, you know. And I don't know. To me, my issues, he seems to be good so far. I don't care if he's a nice guy. I'm not marrying him. I just want him to be a good president and stop kissing our enemies' asses. And that's what I felt was done before.
I have no clue. I just know that I don't really like his personality or the way he looks.
Right,
so.
But that's not a reason to elect the president. I don't think that's the only thing that you don't like, because you're right, fuck you. You're pretty angry at him.
Well, his tweets are ridiculous. That's probably why I unfollowed him. He was just getting ridiculous. Like, right. I just don't understand how a president, like his last tweet was 45 minutes ago. Like, how do you have that much time to tweet that much? Like, shouldn't you be doing shit? Why are you on your fucking phone?
Because he's communicating with his...
No, he's not communicating. He's complaining. Well, all he does is complain.
He is coming to the people straight without a filter of the media. What's wrong with
that? He's a reality TV star. That's basically saying I could be president.
No, that's not what it
says. Yeah, basically.
It means that it equalizes the playing field, you know? And then people like have the same kind of platform to talk. You know, I think it's pretty cool, actually. And look, you're saying, why is he tweeting? Well, because other presidents haven't. Well, times have changed, you know. Why are we texting each other? There were times where people didn't text. We were just talking to each other.
Text is so much faster than writing a letter, though. People used to write letters. Remember that?
It's crazy to write a letter or text the size of a letter.
I think I'll be in love when a guy actually writes me a letter, like a handwritten note.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, you're a keeper.
Yeah, right. But with texting, I think texting should be for short messages so you can communicate. Like, see you this afternoon. How's it going? You know, things like this.
Sometimes
not,
I agree with you.
But people have like entire long conversations with me, like my kids. And I'm like, just pick up the fucking phone. It's so much easier.
And I feel like sometimes when it's a long conversation, your tone could be misconstrued.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when you're saying something in a laid back manner, it could come off like you're saying it in a rude manner. And I'm like, oh, shit, I should have called instead of texting.
Yeah, or a joke falls on its face.
Like your
flat,
remember your friend that used to come in here once a week? What was his name?
Oh, Elon?
Yeah. And he was like, got into a... It was just because he was texting and they weren't communicating well.
Right.
Because he didn't like the guy's tone. Yeah. But I'm like, it's probably because you guys were texting.
Right, exactly. Which I don't think is a great thing.
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah. The saying that STDs have reached a low,
all-time low or high?
All-time high in California.
Ew. That's not a shocker. Everyone fucks each other out here. That's all they do. It's like a giant fuck fest.
But why aren't they using protection?
Because nobody does. Because
they don't give a shit, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank God you told me that, because I'm for sure not fucking anyone anytime soon.
Yeah. They're saying, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, pretty rampant.
Syphilis?
Yeah, even syphilis.
That's crazy.
It's funny. I guess that's why I saw a road sign when I was driving.
Yeah,
out
and it was like a rash, and it was like, syphilis is real.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I saw it too when I was driving. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. There's another one here, feel the burn.
What's that for? Gonorrhea?
FreeSTDCheck.org.
Jeez.
Yeah.
If you have to like worry, like if you have to be like, oh my God, I wonder if I have an STD, then you need to get your shit together.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, with someone you don't know.
Yeah, people don't give a shit, Sam. I'm telling you right now, people do not care.
So, yeah, because, I mean, what's the alternative? You know, you haven't fucking checked for STD before you go to bed with them. But
yeah.
I guess you have to do that.
But STDs sometimes... Okay, say you meet someone on a Friday night. You go on like a week worth of dates, okay? Then you want to sleep with them. You're like, go get an STD check. Okay, they could go get an STD check, but they just fuck someone in the week that they've been dating you.
Right.
That STD that they just could have gotten ain't going to show up on that STD check. Right. So somebody still could be fucking you.
Right, right.
So it's just like, you really got to like, I feel like at this point, like for me, now that I'm about to be 30, unless I like see an actual future with you and I see that you see a future with me, I'm literally not sleeping with a single person. Like I went and got my eyebrows done yesterday. Uh-huh. And my eyebrow lady, she has a man, but she was like, even if I didn't have a man, I like have to fuck weekly. Like I have to.
Yeah.
And I just don't have to. Like I don't care.
Right.
I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because I'm like I'm a hypochondriac though, so I'll be freaking out about my vagina.
Really?
I feel like some people just don't care. They yeah. fuck and they feel absolutely nothing after.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just like whatever.
No, with a lot of guys, it's like that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'm sure some women too, right?
Yeah, there's some women that just want to fuck.
Yeah.
They just want to fuck.
Right.
They just want to have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not me. It's never going to be me. Because when I fuck you, we're together.
Yeah.
We are now together. We are now in a relationship.
Right. But he could be fucking around.
Exactly. But I'm a detective, so I'll know if you're fucking around.
Yeah.
Within like a week. And I'll say,
I don't know how today people can get away with fucking
you can't.
Around,
you really can't. There's only people that...
You tracks everywhere.
Yeah. And the people that are still with people that are fucking around, it's because they choose to be there. It's not because they don't know. If your man... Especially if you've been with your man for years, you fucking know
right.
when he's
if he
cheating.
Changes, yeah. If he changes his routine.
Yeah. His cologne changes. His like... He's busy. He's more busy all of a sudden.
Right.
He's being sketchy about when he answers your calls or texts. Like, you fucking know. They make
And if you're married, you can see in your credit cards. You can see the phone bills.
Yeah.
You can see anywhere.
Yeah, unless he's like a real creepy motherfucker and he has like side cash and he's just using cash.
Right.
Because some guys are like
phone.
Sociopaths.
And yeah, I mean, you can do that.
Yeah, they could just literally go to Metro PCS and have their cheating phone.
Right.
So... I fucking hate men, but women are just as bad.
You hate men.
I do. Me and my sister were talking about it the other day. I was like, I literally hate them. Hate you all.
Oh, God. You just haven't had good experiences.
No, not, but I haven't had one single good experience in 30 years. That's fucking crazy.
Well,
not a single good relationship.
I don't think so. I'll tell you why it's not crazy. Because I think you're going fishing in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm telling my son the same way. He's very frustrated with women.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, all they want is what you have to give them and all that
especially
stuff.
Especially out
and
here.
Money,
out here, know? All they care about is what you can provide.
But in San Francisco, apparently it's like that too, you know?
That's crazy.
He runs into that.
I've never been. I've only went to San Francisco
so
once.
So it makes him bitter and everything. But I tell him what I'm telling you. You're looking in the wrong places.
Yeah.
You're fishing in the wrong place, and you're never going to catch the fish that you want.
I feel like maybe when people... I know it's so cliche because everyone says it. When you're not looking, it'll come to you. But sometimes I really do believe that. But I've been looking my whole life.
Right.
So that sucks. I just can't like not look.
Right. But no, but I mean, there's no question unless you get on online dating and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go out... If you don't meet people, you're never going to connect with anybody.
I know. I'm
so
not.
So that's why those apps actually can help, you know. I mean, find one that actually works. And what have you got to lose? Just have conversations with them until something clicks, you know.
Right.
Talk on the phone. See if it, you can build a relationship on the phone before you ever meet them. Yeah. Do that.
Probably not, but thanks for the suggestion.
Do that. I'm telling you.
I don't want to do online dating. It freaks me the fuck out.
Why?
It just freaks me out. There's too many fucking weirdos out here, Sam. Like, I'm not trying to get killed on a blind date.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You don't go on a blind date before you actually hear the guy talk. You can research them. You can...
Yeah, but all that information could be fake. There's, like, literally billions of fake Facebooks. You don't think there's billions of fake dating things? Dating profiles?
No, but the thing is that you eventually... After a few days, you
fear.
Can find out what the real name is.
I'd rather just be single. If I'm single by 33, I'm just going to artificial inseminate and get somebody's sperm and just stick it in my vagina.
But you think that's fair to the kid?
What do you mean?
To not have a father? It's pretty selfish, I think, to do that.
No, I mean...
That's my personal opinion.
If I'm single and I want kids, that's
right.
What's going to happen.
I know.
You know
what
I mean?
But they think it's cool for the kids to grow up without a father.
And if it's a daughter, like... Because every man sucks, girl. Just remember that before you spread your legs and lose your virginity.
What's that?
If I have a daughter, then I'll just tell her that's the reason. Because every guy sucks.
Oh, so you just brought any man to just inseminate you.
No, you go to like a donorship.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's still the same
thing. You get
to
pick, though. Like, you check their health, what they look like. They show you a little image of what your baby could look like.
I know.
Which is kind of fucking weird. But
I personally think it's selfish because you're not thinking of the kid's future. And I think it's been shown many times that without a father around, the kid is not going to be balanced.
My sister doesn't have the father around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's her kid? We'll see how he grows up. Not that, God forbid, I wish for him not to do well.
I think he'll be okay.
But we'll see. They need a father figure.
Yeah, well, that's what my dad's his father figure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some people that don't have any type of manly figure in their life, but I think he'll be fine just because my dad's in the picture.
If your dad has a lot of influence on him, then yes.
As long as he doesn't cheat like my dad does, he'll be good.
Oh, God. That's the first thing you'll teach him, right?
No, never.
Yeah.
No.
Definitely yeah. Not. Listen, my grandson, this is what you do.
This is what you don't do, actually. No.
Well, check out this headline. 5-year-old girl loses foot in a lawnmower accident.
Oh my. Okay, first of all, why is a 5-year-old next to a lawnmower? That's wild.
I don't fucking know. But the question is, can you imagine this? Can you imagine fucking seeing your leg or foot being severed?
No, but it probably was more than severed. It was probably severed and then like squished into like ground beef.
Yeah, who knows? Fuck.
Well, her life just changed drastically.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't do any type of yard work. It's just not worth the risk. It's really not. Like, I'll just hire someone for that. I don't even want to be home when they're mowing my lawn, just in case like a rock flings back and hits me in the face or something. I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, no. Definitely not.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit going on in the Middle East again, of course.
Yeah, what's happening in the Middle East? Okay, I saw some people posting about like a terrorist attack yesterday, or like the deadliest attack since 2000, since something. What was that on?
2014, okay. Yeah. So the situation is this. The Palestinians are not happy because the Israelis or the Americans moved their own embassy to Jerusalem.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, which we talked about yesterday.
Because the Palestinians think Jerusalem belongs to them.
Okay.
So
the Israelis came back and said, fuck you, and killed like... How many people did they kill yesterday?
The Israelis don't do that. Look, what they did is the Palestinians sent 40,000 people to the border to overrun the military. What would you do?
Yeah, you have to fight back at that point.
Right?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you do?
Yeah.
So people keep blaming Israel rather than Hamas, which is the terrorist group that is ruling in the Gaza Strip.
Right.
Okay? So...
But the Israelis won, right?
The Israelis have to... It's not about winning. It's about keeping the...
They fought them off, though, right?
Yeah. Because Israel has a military, and you try to keep the people at bay, but then they start shooting you and throwing stones and stuff, and what are you going to do?
Yeah, you have no choice.
I mean, you know how many 40,000 people are? If you were a soldier and you saw that many people, what the fuck would you do,
right,
you know?
Right.
So...
I'd be so scared.
There's always Palestinians dying because the fucking leadership does not want peace. There'll never be peace there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No,
unfortunately.
I mean, look, this is a group. The Palestinians in Gaza are ruled by a group that in its constitution, it says that Israel has to be destroyed. Okay? So how can you make peace with someone like that?
Yeah.
They don't think you have the right to exist. Right?
That's scary, actually.
All right, so that's it. And then it's their day of mourning because 70 years ago, that's when Israel, became independent and supposedly took their land, right? Never mind, if you go into history and you find out that Arab countries that were defeated were saying to people, you should leave your homes and evacuate them and stuff. But that's... history long time ago. What we're talking about now is that in a situation where there's no peace, where people are threatening to constantly attack you, you know, they built tunnels and they go right into a little settlement and start killing people there.
How do you feel like innocents? That's so crazy.
Yeah, so now they're saying, yeah, the Israelis are killing innocents, but they're not innocents. They're going to confront soldiers.
Yeah, but are they killing women and children? The same. Or is it just soldiers?
Well, they use them as human shields. If the terrorists are among, put themselves among women and children, what's going to happen?
Wow.
Right? So they need to, so militants, you don't fight among civilians.
Right.
You know? Go and fight them with the military, but they can't do that.
Jeez.
So they resort to terror. And that's what happens. But every time something like this happens, you know, they organize all these demonstrations and everything, and people die, you know? If they just sat at the fucking peace table, everything would be different.
Yeah.
You know how many opportunities the Palestinians had to make peace and get what they want and everything, but they never want it. They want the whole thing. They want Jews destroyed, nothing short of that. That's
so
it.
Weird to me.
But it's not weird, you know, because you know who figured them out? Jews and Israelis figured them out. And what it's about, you see, like you can see, like Muslims will not be under Jewish rule by any stretch, never.
So, yeah, they'd rather die, right?
Right. So, and they'd rather kill all the Jews too. Now, why is that? Why do you think that is, you know?
I have no
clue. Why do you think all the hatred and... I'm telling you one thing only, and that is envy.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Israel in 70 years has accomplished so much, and many of the Arab countries are still in the Stone Age. You know?
What a crazy... Like,
this week, Israel also won the Eurovision contest where, you know...
And it was terrible. That song was trash.
Yeah, but it won, and people were celebrating in Israel, so... And now they're celebrating the move of the American embassy. So, again, anything that the Israelis celebrate, the Palestinians have to ruin and destroy, because that's just what they do.
It's like a relationship with, like, a shitty friend that just doesn't want to see you succeed. But they're just not friends,
you
got
to understand, these are people that send their kids to learn how to fight and become martyrs, and then they send them for suicide.
Yeah, like, what type of life is that, though?
Yeah.
You get born to fucking follow some type of weird-ass belief that you've got to kill yourself to sacrifice for your, like, God or whatever the fuck they believe in. I don't know. It's just crazy to me.
They're
like,
just their leaders. Look, I don't blame the ordinary people like us, you know?
Mm.
But they have to understand, you have to... It's up to them to get rid of that terrorist government or leaders, whatever. God, I'm coughing a lot today.
Because I'm sure that a lot of people that live there don't believe in the terrorist rule. They just have to follow it probably out of fear.
Well, but they all pretty much hate the Israelis. But the point is that there's no way out rather than to sit down and compromise on something. And they don't want to compromise on anything.
Yeah,
I don't
see that happening.
You see, so that's what I'm saying. With Arabs, there is no compromising. They want all or nothing. And it's happened many times.
It's basically what it's like to date one in America, too.
So, yeah, so, well, I don't... Yeah,
no, they
well,
have that attitude. It's maybe. My way or the highway.
Yeah, you know, probably especially with women.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, but it's not going to work. They have to elect officials. They'll actually represent them at the peace talks and decide, okay, so we're going to have... This is our country. Israel has the right to exist. But they don't think that. I mean, what other country in the world has to answer to other people where she puts an embassy? You know? So it's only here or where what her capital is going to be. What country? Nothing. You know? I mean, can you imagine if the British came today and told the Americans, you can't have D.C. as your capital. We want you to put it somewhere else, in New York.
We'd be like, bye.
Yeah, fuck you, you know? But that's how the world treats Israel. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah, it's sad.
Unfucking believable, man. But I'm just happy there's so many supporters here, and not just Jewish people, but a lot of Americans that support Israel, and that's really the most important thing for Israel diplomatically, is that America will be by its side.
Right.
You know,
yeah, because so. I saw that story posted about the attack yesterday on, like, so many people's timelines.
Right? And all this fucking anti-Semitic bullshit. Like, yeah, the Israelis this, Israelis that, the murderers. Yeah. You know, the bottom line is this, and we're going to wrap up the show because we're out of time. But the bottom line is this, and this is what the Israeli prime minister said. He says, if the Arabs lay down their arms, there'll be peace. If Israel lays down their arms, there will be no Israel.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's the situation. And you can say whatever the fuck you want and keep blaming the Jews for all the problems in the world. But that is the reality. And this is the neighborhood in which Israel has to live in. So, you know, with neighbors that all hate you and want you destroyed.
Jeez.
Yeah. You know, so when you make big accomplishments on top of all that, in 70 years, people are envious. You know?
70 years is such a long time.
I mean, you know, as far as Nobel Prizes, for example, okay? Jews have like 32, have gotten 32 over the years, and the Muslims got like 2. So would they not be jealous and envious? That's what I think. At any rate, but, you know, let's just hope for peace in the world, man. It's not easy when you... When
I wonder if that will ever happen.
No, because there's always going to be people that want to kill you because you're not like them.
That's true.
Yeah. Thank you, Danny. Congratulations again on your casting
thing. Thank you.
And your birthday Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and tomorrow we have a guest, a fun guest, actually. So we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.